Thank you very much, Laurent Thomas, and thank you, Mr. Director General Jacques Diouf, and good morning, Honorable Minister, Excellency, and ladies and gentlemen. I think my role here today is quite easy because I have to be physically present to represent the European Commission and witness the event, but at the same time, of course, the speech has been already made by the highest authority of the European Commission. So I will limit myself to very few comments that will echo a bit what the President Barroso has just said. The first, I think that the facility has been generally a success, and I would say independently from the result in the field. And that's because of three components. The first is that is the fact that the facility has been put in place thanks to the generosity and the sensitivity of the European citizens that through their government have managed to mobilize such a facility in a very short time. The second component is also the capacity and the commitment of the European Commission that have managed to realize it in a very short time, knowing that the political, the technical, and a more bureaucratic process for setting up such a facility will take very long. The whole process was prepared and presented in the summer of 2008, and by the end of the year, the facility was already set up. Third, I think it's very important to highlight that the facility have managed to be successfully also because of the capacity and the commitment of the countries that have received the support and of the implementing partners that have helped us in implementing it. I think it's important to stress the government receiving the support because without the political will of them and their commitment, this would have never been possible. And there are, among the countries that have been supported, 49, there are, I think, more than 10 that received the support in budget support, which is, means that the whole implementation was very much in their hand and their capacity. I think the fourth and last comment I would make is that the facility has been also probably one of the best examples of cooperation between the three Rome-based agencies. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is one of the more important lessons learned that will be mentioned later. And that thanks to the facility, the whole coordination within the UN system in general through the high-level task force has been working very well. So I think that I will stop here, and I will be ready, of course, to take a question afterward. Thank you very much. Thank you.